Hello and welcome to the Mixed Media Audio Zine with DJ Frederick for August 2012. Mixed Media Audio Zine is a monthly radio show about underground and small press publishing with readings and independent music. It's a blend of paper culture and radio. Well, July was International Zine Month, but there are things we can do to celebrate zines every day, every week, and every month of the year. I'd like to kind of just suggest a few of them right now. You could leave a zine at a public place, tacked to a message board, on a bus, in a coffee shop. Teach a friend or family member about zines. Send your zine to a zine library. Make plans to make a split zine with someone else. Make a zine flyer to send out with your orders or to trade with other zines. Or you could also host a zine workshop or zine party at a local library or community center. Just recently, I learned about Magpie Magazine, which is published in the UK. It's an incredible zine of art, literature, interviews, photography, and it's mostly about the contemporary folk music scene in England. Michaela Meadow is the editor and art director of Magpie Magazine, and you can learn more by checking out magpiemag.com. I'm going to play an extended track from the accompanying CD to issue number 5 of Magpie Magazine. This is a track by Ilya Monosov entitled Bird.
She smelled like a gypsy,
spring breeze,
ginger, and clovers. I asked her if I could build her a body so that we could
be lovers.
Then I turned it into a moonfish and fell into the water. She hovered above me, spring breeze, ginger, and clovers. So listen, all you personal personality trainers, singing prostitutes and zookeepers. Well, I'd rather be a moonfish than swim in the water, and she'll hold up our sail, spring breeze, gingers, and clovers. Thank you.
guitar and blood that it can pump. I cannot join you, she said, you are free. Follow the stream and swim away to a distant sea. And promise me that you'll be strong. I thirst for love.
That was Ilya Monosov with a piece called Bird from the Magpie Magazine issue number 5. And I'll play more tracks from that later in the show. But I'd like to read something from a really unique zine called Cloud Factory. Cloud Factory is a unique collaboration between Laura Walker and Ryan Holmesley. Here's a poem by Ryan called The Writer. I am Robot Guy. I am Broken Boy. I am Lost Man. I am Found Skin. I am Ripped Thought. I am whether I am. I am the cloud that sails by. I am the empty field of dead grass. I am the broken building ready to collapse. I am born again strong. I am defeated by foes. I am eaten by crows. I am son of the ghost. I am brother to dragons. I am sinner who doesn't believe. I am Mr. Elvis Presley. I am something sweet and sour. I am midnight by the hour. I am radiation lizard. I am prairie dog cowboy. I am ham radio signal. I am lost among all. I am revenge for a wasted life. I am the writer. Thank you.
hanging by his shiny arms, his heart an open wound of love. Set your eyes on the cross. Set your tongue to speak of his passion.
He is hanging by his shiny arms. That was Josef von Wissum with Jim Jarmusch from the Magpie Magazine, Issue 5. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Mixed Media Audio Zine for August 2012. Have a few more things that we can do to celebrate zines this month and every month. How about trading a zine? Ask somebody if they would like to trade zines with you. Send your zine to a distro for consideration. Order from a different zine distro than you normally do. Check out ZineWiki. Add your own zine or edit an entry. Review a zine in your zine on your blog or on your Facebook page. Look into consigning your zines at a shop that sells them. Organize a zine event, even if it's a small one. And remember, read a zine every day. I'd like to do a reading now from Junk Drawer Number 4 by Eric Bartholomew. This is from his introduction. This zine is a collection of finds. Each find consists of some random object that doesn't seem to have a place to belong. It could be an object in a junk drawer, or also something found down an alley, at a garage sale, from a thrift shop, or in some box of stuff at the back of the closet. These finds are not necessarily kept, but they are certainly looked at, thought about, and remembered here. They are the type of odds and ends most likely to be found in some grand virtual junk drawer, a drawer compiled of finds both large and small from places near and far. And here's a piece from Junk Drawer Number 4 called 3D Glasses. This find is a bunch of old 3D glasses. These I got at a garage sale, actually for a specific event, of which Junk Drawer was a part. So these glasses probably won't be in a junk drawer anytime soon, but they still make good junk drawer items. For one thing, they have been sitting around somewhere for the last 10 years. That's when the guy who owned these purchased them for some nightclub, and he never used them by the time the nightclub closed. I'd never seen so many, and they came on sheets of 17. I would assume many 3D glasses end up in junk drawers. There aren't that many 3D movies that have been around. So going to one is kind of a neat experience, and the glass makes great souvenir. It's not likely most of these saved glasses will ever be used again. If you do go to another 3D movie, you can get a new pair there. And you can't really use the glasses for anything else. The last 3D movie I went to had a pair of glasses with clear lenses. They didn't look futuristically odd like the red and blue kind. I guess there's a new type of polarized lens. Also, you didn't get to keep the glasses. When I was a kid, I went to 3D movies of Jaws with the traditional glasses. It wasn't a good movie, except for some 3D fish. Then I had some magazine or something that had a 3D image. I remember trying to create such an image by myself by drawing one with red and blue pencils in overlapping outlines. It didn't get the desired effect, but it was pretty fascinating, trying to figure out how it all worked. If nothing else, the glasses made for a neat disguise, especially if you want to play like you were a robot or an alien. You could blink your eyes left and right and see in red or blue. Even after you stopped playing with them, it wasn't easy to part with such cool glasses, because they'd let you see things in a new way.
Thank you.
Heaven and the New Earth with a tune called Noah, and that LP is available from edibleonion.com. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Mixed Media Audio Zine for August 2012. And I'd like to read another piece by Ryan Holmesley from Cloud Factory, issue number 3. This is called A Raven for a Dove. With the beating of wings and the joy that comes with knowing that you are not alone, I find the darkness in everything that was once paramount to me. I am small by a smile standard, but I do reach for the $5 grin at times when memory gets the best of me. The best of me? What is it? I skip stones of spirit in the ocean that I am not anymore, just a pond with a few of the days when rain stops to allow the sun to reflect off its shimmering surface. I want to find peace, a settlement of mind where I can roam and find the face I see in the mirror when it's not someone else's. I want to breathe the air as heavy as steel on a mountain somewhere far away from jail. They call me Waldo. Where's Waldo? And I am not him. I was, for a very long New York second, but now I am born again Ryan in the eyes of the world. No God has touched my soul, and fate is a book I have yet to read. I enjoy pepperoni pizza from Dante's, and a pint from Ash Street, a carny bar that holds Elvis impersonators hostage with happy hours and one-armed guitarists. I miss her touch and cinnamon red hair that smelled like apples and oceans near and far. I miss being missed. I miss being kissed. Warm Indian summer nights. Now I'm a man in a shell, a duza machina, with no way to leave except by writing this. To write and with bold black ink, to draw what I can, with a hand that knows the future on paper before I do. Fragile now, holding still as I catch a memory by the gills, as it swims in my mind, scattered and tattered and torn to shreds by drug-colored crimson red. Heroin destroyed what I had. The responsibility is in the words I get to spit to the world in cold remembrance of how I got here. I miss the people I knew, now gone, as I crash my car body into sleep. I dream. That's all I have. With these words held tight by margins and bad grammar, I choose not to find my correction, because while the iron is hot, I'm making the tea as hot as can be. I'll leave the interpretations of my language to the linguists and true at heart. With a steady hand, I write to the world this. I am not a slave to anything or anyone. I am free in handcuffs and wish for that rain outside my cell window to wash my brains clean of the hells I've known. I've met wicked witches and known dragons. I will know no more as I listen to the sound of a bird flapping its wings in the clouds as it flies away to the next hour. And that was A Raven for a Dove by Ryan Holmesley. For more information about Cloud Factory, check out www.walkerworld.etsy.com. This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to Mixed Media Audio Zine for August 2012.
You. the moon.